Yo, what's good? It's your boy Cameo, aka Nevin. What's up? Not sure how we know each other, if we know each other at all. Just putting away some dishes right now before running off for some meetings and whatnot. But, yeah, I'm not sure how many people actually see my posts or have any inkling of an idea of who I am, what I do. And there's this allegory of the cave that a friend commented on another post about, but I thought I would just, you know, start fucking blabbing my mouth, because a lot of what I do is in the dark, especially since I'm working with underground rappers mostly, and the rap scene is pretty underground in Canada, and that's due for a lot of reasons. It has to do with the way I think the media is set up in Canada. The underground rap world isn't really set to really thrive, but there is some really cool stuff happening in the underground rap world that I'm quite involved in, to the point where we've got this little diss war going on with some underground rappers, which is one of the most exciting things to happen in the Canadian rap scene since Madchild and Snack the Ripper went off on each other back in 2015. So if you like rap at all, and you like grown men throwing childish insults at each other that are really intelligent, I highly suggest checking it out. It was started by this kid named PJ, who really just got insulted by an old head. Someone who legit used to sit on the Bax War table, which, if you don't understand what that means, look up Battle Axe Warriors, understand that whole history of Canadian rap, that is pretty important in understanding the current system that is underground rap, which is a very, very white scene. It is a very white scene in the way a lot of people look at it and view the industry, though it's not true. Like, it's not true at all. It's just the problem is, obviously, when you're working with underground rappers, how do you get someone who's actually talented to get some notice? So, luckily, this kid, JML, rose to the occasion after an old head, Tazilla, decided to, you know, diss him and say he would body anyone in a particular forum. That was... The forum isn't known for its musical talent. The forum's just talking about current trendy hip-hop artists like Young Thug and Lil Uzi Vert, you know, J. Cole, of course, and, you know, all, like, the big names that XXL talks about. But the forum itself is just about talking about music, trendy music, where BC Underground Hip-Hop, where I come from, is mostly musicians just chatting about, you know, whatever they want. So the issue was that these younger kids, when I say younger, they're younger. The signal, the Vancouver signal, is it's a much more melodic rap. You've probably heard the term mumble rap at this point. And a lot of the old head BC grime sound do not like the younger rappers have done to hip hop. They claim that they don't know the heritage, that they don't know the sound, the history, that they don't respect it. And the reality is, no, they understand it, they respect it, they've seen it, they don't want to repeat history. So, I got really fed up recently with some underground rappers that I was associated with just because of their antiquated beliefs. That's why I changed my hat back to just my normal hat that my wife bought me, and so be it. The beauty of these younger kids, right, is they grew up, you know, with a computer in their household. I'm not sure how many people actually remember when they got a computer. I was very lucky in that my family always seemed to always have a computer from, like, Windows 95 days. Did I use it all the time? No. Did I play anything more than Chips Challenge? No, not at all. But I was lucky to have a computer. These kids grew up with basically iPods or iPhones in their hands, which, if you don't understand the power of going from, like, fuck, like an MS-DOS system, right, to having GarageBand in your pocket at any given time, and you have this like thing that's in your head that you just want to get off, and how easy it is to just make a song on the go, on the fly. The fact that I'm able to basically create radio right now that's just live, that someone can tune in the future, I can rip the auto. It's very, very empowering. And so we're in this new generation where in hip hop, you don't need to just be a gangster. That was the 80s, 90s, 2000 route to becoming a rap star. It's still obviously a heavy presence in trap music and whatnot, but it's evolved past that. And you can see the influences of punk rock, rock, pop, you know, the most. These kids do not believe in genres the same way that radio stations do. And so PJ, aka JML, did a very good job outlining the differences between the old head and basically the young blood. And that's actually something that I think is very interesting right now, because I've been fighting with what I would consider old stock Canadians, the old way of doing things. What many people don't understand, or they're starting to understand, but they don't yet fathom what's happening in the current world, is that so much is changing so fast. The cultural shifts, the beliefs, what's acceptable in today's society and what's not, is radically different than a decade ago. It's radically different, and so many people are very, very slow to understand the differences between when we first got the iPhone and what we got now. Very, very different world. Yet these kids, right, who grew up with basically GarageBand in their pocket, mixing, mastering, and making their own music from the comfort of their own homes, and so many boomers and older people like to call these kids entitled. It's like, no, you guys provided this opportunity for these kids, and they're just capitalizing on it, and they're not entitled at all. And that's a problem I really struggle with, is this concept of people thinking that the younger generation is entitled and that we don't want to work hard for what we got. The reality is, and this is an honest reality, is we're in a both an easier time to live and a harder time to live in terms of, how do I explain this without just bastardizing the point? Basically, if you go back 56, you know, to the 50s and 60s, right, you come out of high school, you get yourself a well-paying job, you buy a house, bing, bang, boom, life's good, right? The white picket fence lifestyle. I've got a white picket fence, you know, I've hustled for that. You know, I've slept on floors at jobs, you know, 7 days a week to make that happen. This house, yeah, please, anyone who wants to tell me that I'm entitled, I'll punch them in the fucking teeth. Right, like, I worked really hard for what I got, and I'm not interested in other people making blanket statements. So, I like to have some fun. I like making some blanket statements about boomers. It pissed them off. They were kind of, some of them were not all too stoked about what I was saying about boomers. But it's like, guys, y'all are saying the same shit about us millennials, right? So, I decided to dish it back. Luckily for me, the person that I first really started dishing it out on is a really, really nice lady. And we had a great talk, actually. And she's definitely not a normal boomer. You know, I don't regret anything I said to her, but I definitely, you know, could have been more tactful in my approach. So, I think a lot of people misunderstand the context of what I do. Like, even yesterday, right, someone made a post, and it was funny. It was a dick-sucking joke. And so I wanted to make a joke about that and saying, hey, I love having trashy friends. That did not go over well at all. You know, that, you know, calling them trashy was not the right move in that person's thing. But my motive, my intention is just, hey, I want to bump up what you're saying because, you know what, it's a valid point in this world of equality and the lack thereof. So, yeah, things are different than, you know, than my parents had. Like, I wanted to go to trade school. I wanted to take grade 12 metal shop. I wanted to take some stuff in high school. My parents said no. I wanted to go to trade school. My parents said no, right? Like, the expectation and the judgment of my parents is a double-edged sword. One, they knew that, yeah, I'm intellectual, and it makes sense for me to go to college. But then I finish college, and I get told, oh, maybe you should have went and become an electrician. It's like, no, you don't get to make up that's not fair, right? Like, you can't tell me to do something that I wanted to do because now, for whatever reason, you think it's a good idea. No, fuck that. Like it's set. It's set. I'm in my ways. You know, I've got what I need. Now I need to execute. What I don't need, what I do not need, is people telling me what I can't do. The reality is, I've done so much more fucking shit in my life at 26 than any of these people who have judged me can even fucking come close to it, right? You want to talk to me? Go run a fucking waterfall, then we'll be on the same level. You want to talk to me? Run 2 ultra marathons, 1 stoned and on 3 hours sleep, and then you can talk to me, right? Like, if we're in this world where everything is hierarchical, right? And for some reason we give age the top level hierarchy, it's like, no. The top level hierarchy is execution. If you ain't doing shit, fuck off. Like, straight up fuck off. I'm not fucking interested in you. And if you can't fucking understand how I talk, that's on you. Right? If you misunderstand context, tone, you misunderstand that I swear like a motherfucking sailor, that's on you. If you are insulted by me, you need to grow the fuck up. That's ain't my fault. Like, you grew up in a different time where you don't understand me, where you don't understand the way I talk. Like, I speak a different dialect. That's the reality of it all. And I ain't fucking slowing my brain down or the way I speak for your slow ass to understand and comprehend. Because I ain't fucking talking to you. I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to them. I ain't talking to them. I'm talking to my fucking self. The reality is, none of y'all are real. None of y'all exist. I don't give a fuck about anyone, and I give a fuck about everyone, if that makes sense. Right? Like, I get worked up, obviously. You know, that's just who I am. My understanding of the psychology of these networks and these platforms is leagues ahead of y'all. That's the reality of it. And if that's ego, then I want it to bite me in the ass. Because the reality is, I'm also doubled down on so many of these things, and I've got so many plays going on right now that, you know, it's not even a fair fight in most realities, because most of you guys don't even understand what ring I'm fighting in. And I think, obviously, I play with that. I play with that a lot. And the reason why I play with that is because, fuck, you guys aren't executing. Y'all just judging me. My skin's thicker. My skin is way thicker. Just the other day, I got called a pedo and a wife beater. You know what I did? I screen capped that after they deleted the post, and I posted it myself. Like y'all can't fucking mess with me. You know, I deal with Nazis, racist trolls. I grew up in this shit. Like, when I say 4chan, I say 4chan. And you should understand the context of 4chan and whatnot. Because I want to start talking about Honk Honkler. Fuck, you guys don't even know what fucking Pokemon cards are or that Beyblades have souls. Right? Like, we ain't talking the same conversation. And the reality is, I ain't slowing myself down for you to catch up on understanding the culture I grew up in. There's something called Google. There's something called Siri. You know, there's the Webster's fucking dictionary. Do your fucking research and then come back to the conversation. For some reason, so many people think they need to, like, jump into the conversation right away
when really they should just stop, Google, learn, then comment. For some reason, we think like instantaneously you have to give your 2 cents. It's like, well, your 2 cents aren't going to matter if you could take 30 seconds more and realize your 2 cents are completely baseless off of a Google search and synthesizing some information. Your ability to synthesize that information, again, is on you. My ability to synthesize information is something that is way different. Is this about Pokemon cards? It is and it isn't. Because if I start talking about Pokemon cards, right, like I could just be talking about the original Pokemon set from 95, you know, the Wizards deck, the ones that actually have value. But when I gave away Pokemon cards to kids, it was very, very interesting to me when I saw a young Indo-English boy, he was from England, he was from the UK, but he was Indian, watching the Pokemon that he chose over the Pokemon that someone who grew up in Kamloops and played Pokemon with their dad chose. Very interesting. I'm running experiments. The kid from the UK picked the latest and greatest Pokemon. The kid who grew up and played Pokemon with his dad picked the originals. Like, we're talking Poliwhirl and Pikachu, and I think I was looking for a Psyduck for them or something, right? Like, so we're in this world where there's so many different voices out there that, yeah, thanks, Pi. Fucking love that track. The one about calling your mom and dad and all that shit, man. Check out Pi's work. It's fucking dope. But we're in this world where some people don't fucking understand how someone's communicating or why they're communicating. They just respond. And I fall into that trap and I play with that trap. Right? As someone who's 26 who can't honestly think past 30, and I legit cannot think past 30. Like, legitimately, I've never had a game plan past 30 years old, other than dropping off the face of this earth. So, like, as someone who's 26, right, and I'm 100% do or die, I've built really, worked really fucking hard for what I've got. I'm dealing with some of this ageist bullshit, right? Like, if you're old as fucking chirping me, I'm gonna punch you in the fucking teeth. And chances are, it's not a physical punch in the teeth. If you can't understand what I mean by that context, by the way I'm talking, again, that's on you. If you take that as a threat, that's on you, right? So, I strongly believe, to really get back to like my original rant, hey, Kyle Frankie Adept, Frankie actually dropped a diss track rebuttaling JML, which was the original diss track that I started talking about from the get. And I think I want to do more lives on my public Facebook because, you know what? Y'all need some attention. I appreciate you. I appreciate those who tune in. And there's parts of my life that I've kept in the shadows. 100% in the shadows. The internet is all shadows in the current moment. The current internet is 100% a shadow world that technology is starting to expose, right? And so if you want to get all biblical and shit, you know, don't put a candle underneath a bowl or whatever the thing is, right? Like, if you're into that God shit, you know, I'm going to tell you that God's dead, but not actually, because I'm still alive. But if you believe in that, you got to understand, you know what? I got to do my thing, right? And my thing and my talent is the ability to go off the cuff, out of my head, talk to you guys, and have a somewhat coherent stream of information coming out of my lips. And I 100% attribute this to the massive amount of group projects, group presentations and whatnot that I had to do in university, in grade school. The fact that I made more video projects and essays in high school because I could just pick up a video camera rather than write any words at all was a huge bonus to me. So I did that. You know, I remember grade 10 making a cartoon/human thing with a green screen about Frank Kafka's Metamorphosis, which is a fantastic book.
But I didn't even read the book. No, I didn't read the book. I read the comic book. I did a book essay on a comic book, and then instead of an essay, I submitted a video, right? That's the difference between you and me. And if you don't understand that, again, that's on you, right? So much onus on today is on you, not on the person communicating. And I don't get why we put so much onus on the misunderstanding of other people, on those communicating. Because the reality is, it's because you don't understand the culture, the slang, the dialect, or anything of that nature. I understand completely the white male perspective in Canada, because I grew up in the white male perspective in Canada as a white male perspective in Canada. So I can comment on that, and I do. I think the white male perspective in Canada, and someone was saying, oh, you're just a self-hating white male. It's like, no, understanding the history but not respecting the heritage is a conversation so many white people are not ready to have. And the reason why we gotta have that is because, fuck, I got a kid. And I have no idea who she's gonna wanna bring home. I have no idea what she's gonna wanna do. I have no idea what her future lays out. But what I do not want is someone telling her she's gotta stay in a lane. Because lanes don't exist anymore. The new generation does not believe in lanes. Look at music. There is no distinction in the new age music between genres, right? You want to listen to a fantastic musician that has an amazing ability to like bring in their past influences? Go listen to Juice WRLD. Juice, spelt normally, World with no O. And he's very punk rock. But the chances are you haven't heard of Juice WRLD, even though in America, he's massive, right? He's on the radio. You know, that's a whole nother story is why we can't get good music on the radio. But the chances are you've only ever heard of Post Malone, right? Post Malone blew up because of SoundCloud. How many of y'all have a SoundCloud account and are listening to SoundCloud and are listening to what your kids listen to? Right? You want to predict where the world is heading? Listen to the music your kids are listening to and act against it. Right? If you don't understand why your kid is relating to Lil Peep, XXS, Tentacion, or Young Thug, Lil Uzi Vert, or any of these names that you have no idea that are just going over your head, you chances are going to like really have a troubled relationship with your kid, is my guess. Because your kid is honestly telling you through music and their listening habits what their reality is or what their culture is and what is present in the everyday talk. And it's not a nice talk. I talk that talk. I understand that talk. I come from that talk. I'm from the emo generation. We brought in skinny pants. We wore girl pants. We straightened our hair, you know. Some of us went as far as, you know, nails and eyes and makeup and shit. I didn't go that far. But we're speaking different languages. That's the short of it. And either you want to learn to speak the language, learn to understand it. It's no different than learning French or Chinese or, you know, what's a really big one? Indian. Straight up, like, learn Punjabi. Like, yeah, but the first thing to do is learn to understand those who are actually communicating. And that's against my rant, because old heads versus new heads, that's the battle that I'm fighting. And I'm fighting it through hip-hop. And so I'm very, very happy that JML is now a moderator, BC Underground Hip-Hop, because he really brings a side that we didn't have. You know, we had a very white, old, grimy sound, and JML brings something fucking dope. So anyways, I gotta get going, finish my coffee. I actually ran today for the first time in months, which is a whole fucking tirade on itself.
And to everyone who is tuned in this far, or anyone who has tuned in, or straight up judging me, is like, I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about anything at all. But I give a fuck about everything at the same time. So, peace out. And yeah, check out Beast Garden Hip Hop, or hit me up if you like hip hop. Because fuck that shit. It bumps. And if you don't understand hip hop, you do not understand present day culture. No cap, straight up. Y'all are lacking. And that's why I think politicians can suck my dick.